This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge has ordered former White House counsel to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Sagar Magani has this.
A federal judge says former White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a subpoena to appear before Congress. It's a setback to President Trump's efforts to keep top aides from testifying before lawmakers. The judge writes presidents are not kings and do not have the power to excuse aides from complying with a valid congressional subpoena. His lawyer says McGahn will comply unless a court stays the ruling, which the White House says it will appeal. It's argued in the past McGahn and other top officials have absolute immunity from testifying. The judge says no such immunity exists. Sagar Magani at the White House.
McGahn was a star witness in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Labor Party leader Jeremy Corbyn on Tuesday tried to defuse harsh criticism about anti-Semitism leveled in a newspaper column by Britain's chief rabbi. Mr. Corbyn addressed Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis's remarks while taking questions at a campaign event just over 2 weeks before Britain's December the 12th election. He denied Mervis's claim that Labour and its leader have been badly tarnished by pervasive anti-Semitic attitudes.
There is no place whatsoever for anti-Semitism in any shape or form or in any place whatsoever in modern Britain, and under a Labour government, it will not be tolerated in any form whatsoever.
The influential rabbi's suggestion that Corbyn was unfit for high office represented a break from his traditional position of not commenting on party politics. Corbyn has long been a champion of Palestinian rights, who's highly critical of the Israeli government. He at times supported the political grievances of groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4 with an epicenter of 30 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public, but she also said it's time for the protests to end.
To look at the causes of the social unrest, which has lasted for so long in Hong Kong, to identify the underlying problems, social, economic, or even political, and to recommend measures that the government should take.
The vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics. It will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system, district council members having no power to pass legislation. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minority Muslims in the country's Xinjiang province. The trove of documents, which was obtained and published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, revealed the blueprints and tactics behind an intensifying campaign of intrusive surveillance, political and cultural indoctrination against Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Muslim ethnic groups. Rights groups have warned for years that China is systematically oppressing the Uyghurs. A clash between President Trump and top military leaders has ended with the Navy Secretary being fired, AP's Rita Foley reports.
In the high-profile case of Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher.
I wanted to take his pin away, and I said, no, you're not going to take it away. He was a great fighter.
President Trump had Gallagher's rank reinstated to preserve his pension, and according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ordered that a disciplinary review be stopped.
Somebody has their back, and it's called the President of the U.S., okay?
The intervention, though, raises questions about America's commitment to international standards for battlefield ethics. The Pentagon says the president has a constitutional right to intervene, but one retired Navy admiral says he's concerned this will have a chilling effect on Special Forces' willingness to report illegal behavior. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.